There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
Yes, you are listening to the National Obsession. It's me starting the podcast this week, which means only one thing. I'm in the studio. Charlie is at home live from Perthshire. Live from home in Perthshire. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing? I'm just making a cup of tea, John. I will just say that it's not me that's not bothered to come in. it's Wednesday, yeah. And I'm in work on a Tuesday and a Thursday, aren't I? And so, yes. You know, now I'm at home. I'm just on the making a cup of tea in my National Obsession mug, John.
Yeah.
Very on brand.
That was my brother who knocked those up, I think, wasn't it?
He did indeed. And it's the Steve Smith design.
Yeah.
And Steve Smith got back in touch this week, John. Isn't that nice?
Did he? I didn't see that. Oh, how lovely.
No, not on Natob's pod.
Oh.
On at Baker's Tweet, my personal Twitter feed.
Tremendous.
So I don't know if that means he liked me more than he liked you, and that's been the problem.
Well, but, it's good to have him back on board. He's one of the OG Foffs. He's got a very low Foff number. But it's between 1 and 10. I can't remember. It might be two.
Might be two or three.
Can't remember.
And so here's my daughter now. Hello, darling. You'd like some food. Mummy will be with you in a minute because I'm busy doing a podcast. I'm in the media. Would you like an apple? I can do you an apple. No, she's walked away. She's cross.
Doesn't like the National League.
I hadn't forgotten about the National League, John.
Yeah.
And then the National Obsession this morning. I did have a late gig last night, which was very nice. But my wife left me to sleep in. That's why I sound like this. Very good morning to you. Yes, Roger Moore.
You can do a great Roger Moore right now.
I could do a very good Roger Moore. Also, it sounds like I've completely forgotten about it. But then there is a slight bit of me that is just like in denial about the National League. Like I haven't sort of just trying to avoid the National League because it's quite depressing, John.
It is really. It's not the best, is it?
And I'm finding it's getting a little bit big in my head. So I've just sort of gone, do you know what? I'm going to pretend it's not happening for a bit. And then I remembered, oh no.
We do a podcast about the National League and there's 23 other teams that we need to cover in depth.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's true. But when you sort of spend your life talking about football and you go on people's podcasts telling the same four stories about Torquay United, you sort of go, oh God, no, there's no escape. I have built a very spiky coffin for myself.
Yeah.
I don't know if anyone else is, but I've been like no, it's too much now. It's absolutely too much. I can't be doing with it.
Yeah.
I can't be doing with it.
I might find another team to support.
I drove past the turn off of Dorking last night. John, which I know you live in there, and I did think, well, that'd be nice for John to go and support them.
It's really near. I'll get to all the games. It's a nice part of the world.
I wouldn't find another team. I think I just stopped altogether.
Just knock it on the head. That's an idea.
Just knock it on the head.
Yeah.
Is that allowed?
Yeah, I think it might be allowed. I went to America recently. I don't know if you know.
Oh, did you, John? That's nice.
But I went to watch the New York Yankees play, and they're really good. They're like the best team in it. They're like the sort of Man City. So I just thought, this is quite nice. So I might
And there's the added bonus of not really understanding the rules.
Yeah.
So you don't quite know what's going on. Exactly. You're too busy trying to work out what's
still
happening.
Sort of working out what's going on. I think that's much better. I'm going to switch to baseball.
Cool, isn't it? The stuff's cool. Like all the gear, the
gear's quite cool. Although while we're on the subject of kit, we are playing football tomorrow night, you and me, and you are threatening to wear the entire Torquay United strip, including socks.
I've got shirt and shorts. And yesterday, I had a little bit of time to kill. So I went to Sports Direct and I bought some white socks, John. They're not official merch.
Right.
So
yellow
I'm
shirt,
wear...
blue shorts, white socks.
Yeah, like, what a, I mean, it's a great kit. It's a great kit. I mean, it's not a very successful kit.
I generally think for five-a-side, you've got to try and wear a mismatch of things. Otherwise, people think, who is this guy?
There's two ways it can go on there. You're absolute dog shit. And you go, this guy, is this guy's... You see?
I don't think you can say that.
This middle-aged guy here with the belly and the full kit on, is he like won a prize? Or you like turn up and you're immense.
You're like peak era Alex Russell.
Yeah, I might be.
Spreading the ball around.
I never quite know what I'm going to get when I turn up.
Well, the last time we played, I spent most of the time on my ass. I kept falling over.
You did.
I had the wrong boots on. I couldn't stand up.
Maybe we should start a Natobs Pod five-a-side team.
That's
if anyone wants to give us a game, other teams, that'd be good fun, wouldn't it? Vanarama only.
Yeah, that's a lovely idea. But it'd be good if the five-a-side teams were sort of in the mould of the teams that they supported. So the Boreham Wood five-a-side team, just constantly time-wasting, feigning injuries.
Imagine time-wasting in five-a-side. Do people do that? I'm sure that happens in five-a-side leagues.
It must
people
do.
Going down.
I mean, it'd be doing well to find five Boreham Wood fans to form a team, to be honest. But
so, come on, John, get in there. Dig into them. In the National League. I reckon Ray and Dave... Nightmare for Ray and Dave commentating on five-a-side because the ball doesn't go out of play.
The ball never goes out of play. It's just constantly. Oh, no, at one end. Another goal down the other end. Oh, my word.
Oh, my word. It's like a tiny little pitch.
They haven't stopped running for an hour, Dave. I can't keep up.
Well, it seems to be more exhausting than just playing on a massive pitch. Why is that? But look, we're not interested in playing other five-a-side teams who are like any good.
No,
like, we're only interested in like you know, like if you're a bit rubbish, then we'll give you a game.
We'll give
full kits only.
Imagine if we
full
played like only. If we played against the Bromley five-a-side team, they'd be really good because they're well used to sort of plastic pitches.
Exactly,
yeah.
the three G
pitches,
the 3G, the GC, the 3G.
I'm the 3G.
I said GC then, like the 3G. That's a nice
character
we can do in the future. Doing a 3G pitch as Gemma Collins. I'm Rubber Crumb Day. I'm the 3G.
I'm Rubber Crumb.
I'm made of old trainers. I don't care what anyone says.
I'll give you an horrible gash on your leg.
Oh, that sounds a bit ruder than
it
you
does,
meant, John.
It does really, yeah. Let's work out what's on the podcast. Yeah.
Yes, John.
Coming up on this week's edition of the National Obsession, No more mentions of Gash. That is gone. We got the National League to look back on from Saturday, and one random game on Tuesday as well.
Yeah, that was weird. Yeah,
not sure why that happened, but we will look back on that. What else is coming up this week? Well, we've got a bit of a Maidenhead equation update. We'll do that. We got, I think, again, this season of the National Obsession so far has been very Ray and Dave heavy. But they've featured a lot. But as alluded to last week, they have been looking back at a moment in history for us with their Ray and Dave's history yes. lessons.
That's nice, isn't
so
it?
We've got that coming up. We've got some letters. Is that it?
Sounds very good. I like it when you said Ray and Dave heavy then. It sounded like they were either the brand new heavies. That was one way we could go. Also the Ray and Dave heavies. Like what, Ray and Dave as like a bouncer, as bouncers.
You know, you're not on the door, you're not coming in.
Not on the list. Not on the list, of course.
What, in white trainers?
they're not black trousers, they're black jeans.
Lift your arms up for me, just give you a quick pat down.
Pat down, of course, used to play in 19... Nothing wrong with pat down.
Pat down.
Pat down. Pat down was a good player.
There's a few in the mini standard, remember, pat down.
In you go. Have a nice evening. It's 2-for-1 on Hooch.
Just don't go into the roped off area, please. Ridiculous.
Oh dear.
Anyway, I mean, more of that coming
it's
up.
It's just become a Ray and Dave podcast.
It has, really.
And some people don't know who Ray and Dave is who are listening and joining. So it is utterly pointless, a lot of this.
Right. Shall we get back to
Tell
Saturday?
Me about Saturday, John. Yes.
In the National League. Dagenham 1, Southend 1. Not very much to say about that, really, but it's Dagenham's first sensible result for a long time for Dagenham.
No, exactly. I mean, I think it's because maybe they've obviously been listening and they heard inside the dressing room and they thought, well, this doesn't sound quite right. Now they've had 2 1-alls in their draw, I think, because didn't they play the weird game? I know you'll get to it later.
Yes, they
the
did play weird game Tuesday, Tuesday night. Also 1-1, we'll come on to that. But yeah, 2 1-alls in a row for Dagenham.
Yes.
So they've gone from 5-0, 4-1, 6-3, 7-1, whatever it was, to 2 1-alls in a row.
2-11, 6-11.
Dagenham's results. Altrincham 4, Dorking Wanderers 1. So again, Dorking, another team who are just absolutely all over the place, but still probably doing a lot better than anybody expected.
Yeah, that's
them
a great
to.
Result for Altrincham, isn't it?
Yeah.
They haven't won in 8, they haven't won in a while. And then they've won 2 on the trot.
They've won
2
in a row, yeah. My God, we look like we know what we're talking about.
I know. Well, I just was looking up, just thinking, how are Ultron getting on? Because they must be doing dreadful. And then I remembered we're doing dreadful. So it's always a bit of a shock.
No one is doing worse.
Nobody's doing worse. But I thought, oh, that's good. Because it gave me a little bit of hope, John, that they hadn't won in ages and were doing really badly. And then they've won 2 or 3 on the spin. So I thought, all right, that gives me hope that it can happen.
Yeah.
It can happen.
Dorking Wanderers, by the way, had Dan Quick playing for them.
Is
that
nice.
Is that really slow, actually? Really, really slow. No, it's like treading water.
Like his brother, Ness.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's his nickname in the dressing room, Nesquik.
Or Fit.
People still drink Nesquik, John?
You don't see it anymore, do you? You don't see a lot of it.
Is Nesquik still a thing?
You're the one with young children. Are they asking for Nesquik?
Because it's dust? Is it like milky dust?
Yeah.
I can't imagine Nesquik's gone up in sales in the last 5 years.
The Nesquik boom has not happened. Nesquik and chill. Bromley won, Gateshead won. Nothing happened for 70 minutes and then 2 goals in pretty quick succession. Bromley took the lead. Gateshead equalised. Bromley 5 games unbeaten now.
Classic Bromley. That.
Doing Bromley things in fifth. Probably finish 8th or 9th.
Good luck to them. I don't like them at all. Yeah, as you know, carry on.
You didn't sound entirely genuine saying that. Eastleigh 2, Chesterfield 1. Unbelievable 92nd minute winner for Eastleigh, making it 3 defeats on the bounce for Chesterfield. But it's all right for Paul Cook because, you know, he thinks it's all bad news, but he's actually just got a job. He's covering on Magic FM for the next few weeks.
John, you say that.
It was good.
When did Steve... Has has Paul Cook won a game since Steve Wright left Radio 2?
No, this is also, this is true.
he's not won a game since. It's like the Ravens have left the tower for Steve Cook. He's too busy with his radio stuff in the afternoons.
Yeah.
He's bereft.
He's just got his eye on that slot. He really wants to do some fire, but he's gone to Magic to try Thoughts and sort of make it happen. He's doing mellow magic for the next few nights, which not really sure it fits with his style, but there you go.
Yeah, well, there we are. It's Michael Bublé. I can't.
It's quarter past 10! It's mellow magic!
It's not really.
Oh,
really
that song's
not
right. Let's get straight into the thing that everybody's talking about. It's the Maidenhead equation.
Yes.
Because it was, we predicted an Oldham Athletic win when we punched it through the machine.
We were very wobbly on it. It was a very wobbly reading because it wasn't very clear.
It was slightly foggy, wasn't it? The Maidenhead equation. We're not quite sure.
I felt like we needed a bit more info. We hadn't gone in quite on the info. Working on vibes, and as we know, science doesn't work on vibes.
It doesn't. But for 74 minutes, it nearly came off. But Maidenhead equalised in the 74th minute, and it finished 1-1. And actually, we've had quite a lot of tweets about the Maidenhead equation, including there's a Maidenhead fan, Go Mad or Stop Caring, on Twitter.
Yes.
Said they discussed the Maidenhead equation in the Maiden's Head, which I guess must be a local pub, and their reading was draw. So they knew it.
Yeah.
They knew.
Well, you see, they are Maidenhead fans.
Well,
they have the correct info to plug into the equation.
So you also factor in personal knowledge, inside knowledge.
It is still 100% record on the equation because it is science, it is maths. We just were working a little bit on vibes, which we must, as inexperienced mathematicians and scientists, we must know not to do that, John.
So should we try and work out this weekend's Maidenhead equation? Because they are...
Is it in the cup, though, isn't it? So I don't know. We have to add the cup in. I don't know if it works for the cup. Who are they playing in
should
the cup?
Should we have a look? Yes, I slightly forgot it was in the cup. I had the National League lined up. Let's have a look in the cup. Who have they got? Eastbourne Borough at home. So, I mean, league position. I mean, you can't factor in league position because obviously...
I mean, you're just working on vibes, really.
Money spent.
And so...
Yeah, expectations. The equation
doesn't work in the FA Cup. My vibes are that Eastbourne win that game.
Oh, really? I was going to say Maidenhead just probably cruise it.
Well, there we are. You see, as me and you, not quite sure between us, can't work it out. It's not science, it's vibes. And we don't deal in vibes with Maidenhead. Deal in pure fact.
So it has to be rested for the FA Cup because you can't, you just can't work
rested.
It out.
Not selected.
Fine.
Like Mark House did.
We'll carry on with Saturday. Another 1-1. Maidstone 1, Halifax 1 again. Halifax winning that until the very last minute. Maidstone getting yet another 90th minute equaliser or winner, this time equaliser. So decent result for them. Scunthorpe 3, Aldershot 3, which was a high-scoring game.
3-0 up, John. 3-0 up, 3-1 up.
It was, they were 3. Aldershot took the lead after 2 minutes. Scunthorpe 8th minute, then 10th minute, then 29th. They were 3-1 up.
3-1 up, and threw it away.
Inspired to chuck that away. The equaliser for Aldershot coming from Justin... Justin, I'm a loser, baby.
I can't hear the music when you play it.
Oh, so can you not?
It's really exciting. The music element is really exciting. That's why it's just sort of you on your own. I quite like it. On your own. You'll sing on
acapella,
your own.
Yeah.
You'll sing on your own.
Justin, I'm a loser was what we were
lovely
getting at
stuff.
There.
Very nice. I'm a loser, baby.
I'm a loser, baby. No baby. One's a loser there in this game.
So why don't you kill me? Does it kill me?
Yeah, I think it is. I've always thought that's what it was. Bruce Forsyth sings the hits of Beck. I'm a loser, baby.
Baby, why don't
why
you, kill,
don't you
me?
Kill me?
Bit
Bruce
depressing.
Forsyth sings the indie hits of the 90s. This is not
Carry
my
on,
beautiful
John.
House. It's not my beautiful wife, Dave. Ray
is that
Talking Heads?
Talking Heads. Don't do any more Ray and Dave. We've done
myself. How did I get here?
We've got.
It's all by Texas. No more, John.
We got Ray and Dave coming up. We can't keep doing it.
We go down a well. We go down a Ray and Dave well.
Oh, for goodness sake. Wealdstone won, Bournemouth 2. So Bournemouth back to winning ways there. They're up to third with that win.
Pretty
Woking
good, pretty
2,
good.
Notts County 3. Again, Woking fans, or the Woking fan that we've spoken to anyway, seem pretty happy with that result. Was pleased that he sort of took it as a victory that McCauley Langstaff didn't score.
He's good, isn't he? He's good.
So that, I mean, that
people,
is, that
people should buy him. Peterborough or someone should come in and buy him.
Notts County are top, 4 wins in a row. You know, their fans are very, very confident. But.
Yeah.
It all hinges, doesn't it, on keeping hold of Langstaff?
It does. They seem to, I mean, although he's not scoring all their goals, but classic Notts County to be doing well till about February, March, and then just having a few rubbish results and then Wrexham come through at the end. But
well, you'd imagine there will be interest. There'll be interest in him in January, so it'll be interesting to see if they can keep hold of him.
You'd think from that sort of League One, you know, style.
Some desperate League One team will come in and chuck a lot of money at him. Peterborough usually.
Yeah, but Notts County have money, don't they? So, you know,
they might not need to sell him.
Depends what the business thing is. Yeah.
Bonkers result of the weekend. Wrexham 7, Barnet 5. I mean, for goodness sakes.
Absolutely stupid. We can hear from the National League now, actually. They've got a little apology to make.
Okay.
I think we've got
that
now, have we, John?
Yeah.
Hello. It's the Vanarama National League here. I just wanted to apologise for my behaviour on Saturday. I'm just recovering now. All a bit mad. I'm really sorry for the Wrexham Barnet game. I should have stopped pretty much. I mean, it was 1-1, and then it was 2-1 to Barnet. And then it was 2-2, and then 3-2 to Wrexham. I just should have called it a day and gone home then. But you know what I'm like. Once it starts, I can't stop. And 3-0, and 4-3 to Wrexham. You know, that's when most people go home. But it stops. But I just, you know how I am. And then it was 5-3, and then 6-3 to Wrexham, and I just started to enjoy myself too much again. I sort of got a second wind. And it was 7-3 to Wrexham. Oh, my God. 7-4. And then I finally had to call it a day at 7-5. Oh, it was a dreadful day. It was just too much. But there we are. That's the Vanarama National League.
Right, well. Well, we'll be getting a statement written in their notes soon.
Not like the hangover from hell there for the National League.
They are, of course, the National League. They're not a he or she.
Yeah,
John,
they slash them.
Exactly. Well, wonder if we'll hear from them ever again, the National League. But that's
So Wrexham 7, Barnet 5, mad old game. But Wrexham, again, just picking up 3 points. So they'll take it. A Yeovil 1, Solihull Moors 0. I don't think anybody would have seen that result coming. Kiwi Johnson, of course, got the goal for Yeovil.
Oh, yeah.
Delighted for them all down there.
Get rid of him.
Really
energy
happy.
In midfield. Yeah, pleased we got rid of him. Seems to know what he's doing. Great.
As you say, though, Yeovil were right down there with us. One win has got them up to 17th on 13 points.
Yeah, we're only three points off 12 points adrift.
You know? Yeah. I mean, look, it's time to do Torquay, I think. It was York City 1, Torquay United 0.
Let's just talk about good things, which is the two low knees seem to be good. Very exciting. I was with Ramesh Ranganathan last night, and I told him Torquay have a Sri Lankan international. And he was very excited. He said, I'm not sure what the level of Sri Lanka is.
Yeah, we did say.
Oh, no, that doesn't matter.
They're not known for the sort of footballing prowess.
No, but look, QPR have served us well in the past.
Bit of the only team that loan us any place.
And it's Paul Hall, isn't it? Good old Paul Hall.
Paul Hall.
Fantastic. He was amazing for us. And Chin is the other one, is it? Is that his name? Chin?
I think he is called Chin.
Chinny Reckon. Good fun, isn't it? It's going to be some good fun with Chin. if we can keep hold of him.
Chimwike Okoli.
Yeah. How tall is he, John? 6'3"?
Very tall.
Is he 6'4"?
Yeah, he's very tall. He's not Simon Block Jorgensen, but he's tall.
No, who is? Welcome, both of you, the saviours of Torquay United.
Well, yes.
But I don't want to talk about it too much because it's too miserable, but we need some grown-ups in that team. I don't know if Asa Hall can stay fit for a night.
I think he's
the rest
done,
of the season.
I think Ace is done.
I don't know if Tom Lapsley can stay fit.
No,
Dean Moxie can obviously stay fit. He's awesome, and he's the National Obsession sponsored away player.
Yeah.
But we need some grown ups somewhere in that team, and I don't know who that is, but that's what I feel needs to happen.
Yeah, some very difficult
older
games.
Shot away. Eastleigh away. That's,
we've got Aldershot,
a defeat there.
Aldershot at home, I think, because I'm going to be at that one. We've got Altrincham at home at some point.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to try and go to that.
This is on the TV. Yeah. We've got Notts County away. That could get a little messy.
Really awful, yeah. I'm going to ignore that one's even happening. That's what I'm going to do with that one.
Yeah.
In chin we trust.
Then,
chin music. Chin
Hampton,
music.
Chin music. There we go. We found it in the end.
Got there in the end. Lovely stuff. Yeah. Very good.
And then it's, yeah, Hampton and Richmond at home in the FA Cup on Saturday.
On Saturday,
which is a very odd one because I feel like it would actually be an upset if we won.
Yeah, it would be such a surprise if we won there.
I feel like it'd be all that. Yeah. Saturday. FA Cup story, upset of the day. Torquay United won a game.
Look, let's see. We'll find out. Hope they go into it positive. Hope their shackles are off and they have a bit of a laugh. Go out. Just try and score some bloody goals. Do you know what I mean? Try and score more than one goal.
Jarvis missing a one-on-one just before York scored was not great.
Yeah. Keeper saved it, didn't he? But yeah, it is a miss.
Straight at his face. But yes.
I like that. You know, and I like that sort of excuse, you know. You know, and he hit it and it's his face. So, you know, without it in his face, it would have gone in.
You know, if his face hadn't been there, if he'd been Jimmy, no face in goal.
To get himself in the way. But there we are. Look,
by any means possible. But for me, it does feel like, and I know you can't actually hear the music. Can you hear this? I don't know.
Not quite. Go on.
But for me, it feels I'm going back to Concord Rangers.
Oh, no, John.
It's only because I was listening to that on the way in. I thought, that kind of fits. And I quite like doing the impression as well.
Yeah. We're not going down.
And the lights. Anyway, there we go.
Is that all the...
That's the news.
For what it's worth. There we are. I mean, look, we got through it, didn't we? Got through the news.
Yeah.
Spoke about it in a positive way, so that's good.
Sort of.
The National Obsession.
You are listening to The National Obsession. It's time for History with Ray and Dave.
Here we are at the 1913 Derby. Dave? The 1913 Derby here at Epsom.
Derby County, of course. Nothing wrong with them.
Roy McFarland and Brian Clough, of course. Won't be happening for another 60 years, but that's by the by. And King George V's horse, Amber, just coming down. And oh my word! Oh my word! Emily Davison just walked out onto the track. Thrown herself under the horse, Dave.
Something wrong with that.
We've got to say, the referee's... if he's going to give a booking for that one, he's going to give 10 bookings out of a race, Dave.
Well, they would do these days. Used to be able to get run over by a horse and it wouldn't matter.
That little reconstruction there of a famous moment in time. Key moment of the suffragette movement, Dave.
Good.
Emily Davison throwing herself in front of the King's horse.
Votes for women, of course.
Of course, yeah.
Votes for women.
Votes for women.
Mary Poppins.
Early 20th century movement. Votes for women.
Of course.
Yeah, Mary Poppins, Mrs. Banks, of course.
Women didn't have the vote, of course.
So
the votes weren't in play.
Emily Pankhurst, of course. Founded the movement. Direct action, civil disobedience, of course.
A distant dog. St. Mary Church. Mary Church, of course, not involved.
Mary Church, one of the original suffragettes.
Yes,
obviously taking lots of marches, heckling, civil disobedience, hunger strikes, of course, Dave. Nothing or two about could that. If you ever try and eat the food here at Plainmoor.
Could do with a hunger strike yourself, right?
No need for that, of really, course. Dave, but... this thing's got more serious. There's a bombing and arson campaign.
Bombs into the box, of course.
A bit like one of Dean Moxey's long throws.
Nothing wrong with that.
Eventually...
Of course, women got the vote, of course, in the end. It was, burning bras, that's a different movement altogether. Women's lib. Don't burn your bras, please, in the old stand. The old wooden stand. Burn it down. 1987.
David Webb. Of course, that was in the David Webb era. We're going back to the suffragettes, of course, 1928, eventually. Eventually got the vote. Representation of the People Act in 1928. Around about the time of Sammy Collins, Dave. Probably not, actually. Yes. A long time before Eric Webber.
Sammy Collins wouldn't have wanted women to have the vote. Oh, my word, they've got the vote.
Oh, my word. Some of the notable suffragettes, Florence McFarlane, no relation to Andy, of course, and Celia Ray, of course. Got to say, I like her name.
Like the sound of her. Moving on, that was the suffragettes. Yeah. Suffragettes. Well, some more history next week.
Next week any we'll be looking, any at the, requests. Looking at the partition of India. So, Lord Mountbatten, India and Pakistan, of course. We'll be diving into that next week.
The votes go out of play.
The National Obsession.
You are listening to The National Obsession, and it's time for Letters from a Listener. I can't hear the music, John.
And you go, will you send back a letter from a listener.
Any letters, John?
I have one letter to do. Juan Letter, but it is actually a very good one.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, who did we give a foff number to last week? It was Andy Wells, the reducer.
Oh, it was Tunbridge.
I inputted that into the database, and you are foff number 60, Andy.
60? 60 foffs. What a nice one. 60 foffs, lovely stuff. All, of course, paying £100 a month to get the Patreon.
I don't know if you got that memo, Andy. But the direct debit forms are on their way.
How is the Patreon going, John?
It's been a busy month.
Of course, you've got too much on.
Yeah, I've got too much.
Read us the letter then, John. Read me that letter.
The letter comes from Jonathan Gillespie. And I don't... I know he's... Let's just quickly check how many letters...
Gary Gillespie.
Gary Gillespie.
Or Bobby. Bobby Gillespie, if you're a sort of indie fan.
So this is letters 2 and 3. From Jonathan.
Oh, right, okay.
There's a little follow-up.
I don't know if you're allowed to do that.
Well, let's see. It is a good email.
Good.
So okay, here we go. He says, well, the myth is over. If you
Well,
oh my word.
Well. He does say well.
Well. I don't think I've heard him say that, or I've not noticed it.
Oh, well. It says it's quite slowly. I'm going to have to listen out for it. Anyway, carry on with the letter. Stop talking about Ray and Dave,
stop it.
John.
He says, well. The myth is over. If you cast your minds back to my first letter, circa 2021, I referred to the parallel universes that Huddersfield Town and Torquay United both operate in. To refresh, since I followed the goals as my second team, thanks to my Torquay mad best mate Matthew Orton, both teams have operated at polar opposites of the success seesaw. When Huddersfield Town have enjoyed success, the goals have suffered. Yeah. And vice versa, very much like your work
with Liverpool. Torquay. I mean, I have this with Liverpool as well. Liverpool, I always find that when Liverpool are doing badly, Torquay are doing badly.
Right.
So it works.
They're not having a great season. Yeah.
You know, and they can't find a win. You know, the manager's under pressure despite success in the past, you know.
However, darkness has struck and there's a very real threat that both clubs close to my heart will be in peril come the end of the season. I've often found comfort in Torquay's success where Huddersfield have had the season that slowly drains the soul, leaving you wondering why we put ourselves through this year after year. But the clock's changing is imminent and we all know what this means.
Yes, it's coming, John. Dong.
Coming. Soon.
It's coming.
2 weeks.
Yeah, very good. Two weeks. Season starts in 2 weeks. It's exciting, isn't it?
In lighter news, I recently attended Neil Warnock's national tour of clubs. He was doing a stage show.
Around
the clubs that he managed. He didn't do one at the Princess Theatre Torquay. It was a bit of a shame, but you know. He says, I thought you'd be interested to know. He puts a lot of weight on his time in Torbay. He went from Torquay to Huddersfield in the early 90s and claims his time in Devon helped him fall back in love with the game after the hurt he felt from being sacked by Notts County in the top flight. We've prospect to Notts County. Warnock told a story that when he was sacked from County in the top flight, he told the then chairman, let's see where you end up. So, and he attached his picture. He obviously went to see Neil in Huddersfield. There's a big screen behind Neil Warnock, and on it is the Torquay United badge.
John, is he hovering around for the job? Because he's local, isn't he? He's local.
Well, he is. Yeah, he lives in Loo, doesn't he?
We'd all take Warnock, couldn't we? We'd all take Warnock.
Oh, definitely. I don't think he'd do it, though. Jonathan, that's email number one from Jonathan. And he also sends us a follow-up, P.S. He spotted a great line in the Wrexham documentary.
I haven't heard of it. Who is it?
Wrexham. I watched the Talk United episode the other night.
Yeah.
And it is quite satisfying.
I haven't heard about it.
Anyway, Rob McElhenney says this, and yes, I did hear this bit as well. He says, we're 11 matches into the season, we have the highest payroll in the league, we have a championship caliber manager, yet here we are losing to sides like Maidenhead. And Jonathan says, so he's clearly not savvy with the equation. Rob's never heard of the Maidenhead equation. No. Three emails, technically, from Jonathan. What do we think?
Oh, was there a little follow-up one?
So that was the follow-up, The Wrexham bit was
a
follow-up.
He's given us some Warnock news. He sent us a picture. I mean, I think he's showing... I mean, his last one was 2021. I think it might take one more, John.
We've given
numbers. That feels like one letter that
read
out.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I think he's made the mistake of sending two in 1 week.
Yeah, I don't think you can do that. Jonathan,
send us one more letter.
One more, my son.
And you get your FOF number.
Yeah.
That'll be lovely, won't it? He'd be Huddersfield. He's used to disappointment. He's absolutely fine. There we are. But there was a lovely letter, wasn't it? Warnock, John, you've got my brain's gone mad now thinking about Warnock. I'd like it.
I'd like it. I love Gary. I can't see it.
Can't see it now.
No.
He's always a very nice man. He comes into work, isn't he?
He is exactly as you expect him to be.
Yeah.
I think he basically treats the production staff like you're one of his players. He's like, oh, hello, son. You know, he's great.
Yeah, yeah. Arm around the shoulder.
Yeah, yeah, he's very much arm around the shoulder.
Yeah.
Nice man.
I feel bad now. I feel bad. I don't want to feel any worse than I do already. So let's give Jonathan the FOF number.
Oh, okay. Oh, a sympathy FOF.
Shall we or not?
Yes, come on.
I don't think he'll want a sympathy FOF. Is the thing, but he sent two nice letters.
Yeah,
he's got us thinking. He sent us a picture. He's done enough work for it.
Jonathan,
there it is, John. What number is he?
You're
61.
In. Kudun, 61.
Chukuk.
Kudun.
Chukuk.
You're in.
Lovely stuff. That's nice to have a new FOF, isn't it?
Always nice.
Always nice. John, how do people become a FOF?
They have to send three letters. Or was it 10 tweets to three letters to nationalobsession@gmail.com? There's a lot of people who tweeted a lot more than that. You've probably never had a number. Nationalobsession@gmail.com for your correspondence, at NatHobsPod on Twitter if you want to try that way. But I'm warning you now, it's pointless.
Actually, but we've never managed to give out a number on the Twitter.
And of course, the FOF. Are we going to do the FOF games again this year? Because we'll be crowning the FOF of the year.
The first week is, can you produce some tea towels?
we have left that almost a year.
As we always say to each other, John, it's voluntary. We're choosing to do this, so we can actually do what we like.
Make your own fucking tea towels. If you really want one that badly.
Bit harsh.
Do it yourself. Stop allowing other people to do it for you.
Exactly. You've got to take your life into your own hands.
Exactly.
Can't just sit around waiting.
Yeah.
But we did offer them as a prize.
But we did, yeah.
Thing.
We did make so that explicitly
clear. That was our own fault. That was our own fault. If you can tell your friends about the podcast, that'll be lovely.
Yeah.
And share it with people. And if you can go onto iTunes and leave a 5-star review and write some nice things, which people have been doing. So thank you very much for that. Brilliant. Is that it, John?
That's it. That's your lot.
FA Cup this week. That's nice, isn't it? Good fun. Come on, Talkie.
Come on,
United.
Let's get
going in the FA. We're going to win the FA Cup. Come on, you guys. On the ice.
On the ice. Imagine that. Get relegated, but win the
FA Cup.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.